Well, let's see. Oh yeah, you're talking about hog killing. Yeah, that sounds pleasant enough, but the place where they kill hogs in the meatpacking plant was really a dreary place.
I can imagine.
It was, you know, just concrete slab floor.
Hogs. Down all
day. Yeah, it was mass production, you know. We had them strung up on pulleys and all this, and it was, they had the big vat, you know, with hot water, mm-hmm. and when they got through with that, they flopped them off. They called this thing the de-harrer, you know, mm-hmm. got all the hair off. It was just really gross. I didn't like going through that place. Mm-hmm. What do you call these fancy containers that you put cut flowers in? That's a
vase.
And you wouldn't grow flowers in a vase. You'd say you grow them in a
pot, flower pot.
And what about some of the utensils that you use to eat with?
Okay, knife, fork, spoon. Mm-hmm. Of course, fancy dinners, you have all kinds of utensils, but I'm not familiar with them enough to either. Grapefruit spoons and mm-hmm. oyster forks and mm-hmm. things like
yeah.
that.
If you had a set, say for steak, you say you had a set of steak.
Knives.
What about after you eat a meal? You have to do what to the
clean
dishes?
Clean the dishes.
Clean up the dishes or
wash the dishes. Put them in the dishwasher.
Put them in the dishwasher. What's the best? Mm-hmm. Well, what about if you don't have a dishwasher? To get the soap off, you have to
rinse.
And the cloth that you use when you
wash rag, washcloth, dish rag.
So with the one that's used for drying.
What do I call it? Dish towel, I guess. No, I don't call it drying cloth or anything like that. Dish towel, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what about the cloth that about that size that you use when you take a bath?
Washcloth.
And the bigger one that's used.
Towel.
Okay. What about this thing on the kitchen and the sink? The water comes out of
faucet.
Call it the faucet. And if it's outside,
the hydrant.
The hydrant outside. Mm-hmm. What about you've seen these metal portable water containers? You know that you might see them out on the road. The highway department. They go there with a paper cup, give them some water. Mm-hmm. The thing that the water comes out on those.
It's a spigot.
That's a spigot. Yeah. You might, if it was very cold during the winter, you might get up one morning and turn on the water in the kitchen at the sink, but nothing comes out. You might say, well, heck, that's what's
going on. As
a matter of fact, they
burst.
If you bought a lot of flour, it would probably come in a what?
Sack.
A big sack. Mm-hmm. Or if it was a very large amount, it might come in one of these wooden things.
Barrel.
A big barrel. What do you call the metal thing that goes around the barrel?
Stave.
Okay.
No, the stave is the wooden part. Mm. That's
the thing that goes around to keep the staves together.
I don't know. I guess I'd call them a ring. I don't know.
A ring?
Yeah. Bands. I don't know.
Or what about these things that there used to be a fad? You know, they were called hula
hoops.
There you go.
Barrel hoop.
Yeah.
All right.
What if you had to buy a large amount of lard or molasses? What would it probably come in?
A big can.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard that called a stand? A stand of lard?
I don't think so.
If you wanted to pour some molasses, let's say, into a small mouth bottle, what would you probably use to keep from spilling all over the place?
I'm laughing because I did that the other day. I tried to pour maple syrup into another thing without using my... Well, what am I trying to say? Wait a minute. I'll declare.
I can't think of
what I call it.